As part of the budget deal that extended the government shutdown last October, Congress agreed to suspend the nation's debt limit, or how much money the country can borrow. That suspension ends Friday, and without another extension, the government would likely default on its payments. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew has repeatedly urged lawmakers to act before Friday's deadline. Speaking with NPR Monday, Lew said Congress shouldn't require budget concessions to raise the debt ceiling, as was the case in 2011.
We can't be in a place where the question of whether or not the United States pays its bills is something that every 6 or 12 months becomes a kind of demand for concessions, because it cannot be a tolerable idea that the United States would not pay its bills.
Georgia Republican U.S. Senator Johnny Isaacson wants to reform entitlement programs like Social Security and Medicaid, but he didn't go so far as to say those reforms should be a requirement to extending the debt ceiling.
I don't think we ought to default. I mean, defaulting costs money. Interest rates go up. Uncertainty is greater. Our economy is at best fragile as it is. You don't want to default on your debt.
New Hampshire Democratic Senator Jean Shaheen appeared with Isaacson in Atlanta Monday. She agrees extending the debt ceiling is necessary and should be done soon.
We can disagree about what we should spend and how much we should spend, but we should not disagree about maintaining the financial integrity of this country.
Shaheen says a political standoff over the debt ceiling like that of 2011 would hurt the economy. If Congress doesn't meet Friday's deadline, Secretary Lew says the Treasury could use, quote, extraordinary measures in the meantime, but he says that would only last through the end of the month. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.